1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks. The former First Lady, known as the Steel Magnolia, has died at 96.
Rosalynn Carter broke new ground in her role as First Lady. She was not just a private advisor to her husband. She was a political partner in the White House.
I like to know what's going on. Jim has always involved me.
She sat in on cabinet meetings as well as briefings from the National Security Council. She even acted as his emissary abroad, mostly on visits to Latin America. But not everyone appreciated her power and influence.
It doesn't matter what I do. It doesn't matter what he does. We're going to be criticized. You just have to have confidence.
And Rosalynn Carter was confident as well as tough. That's why White House reporters dubbed her the Steel Magnolia. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Multiple sources tell CBS News negotiators are getting closer to an agreement with Hamas to release 50 hostages. The talks happening as Israelis gathered today to call for peace. CBS's Imtiaz Taieb has more from Tel Aviv.
The first anti-war protest since the start of Israel's assault on the Palestinian territory was held in Tel Aviv this weekend, forbidden by police until now.
People are being killed at an alarming rate in Gaza, and there is no military solution to this problem.
Protesters carried signs in Hebrew, Arabic, and English calling for an end to the war and the occupation.
Colorado Springs paused to remember the five victims of last year's gay nightclub shooting at Club Q. Michael Anderson survived it.
Many of us here today are survivors of that night. This building is a reminder of our greatest nights spent together, but also our most horrific night together.
The shooter is serving a life sentence in prison. In California, Angelenos are celebrating the return of I-10, which will reopen in time for rush hour tomorrow, weeks ahead of schedule. CBS News LA reporter Kara Finstrom is there.
$3 million in federal aid will cover the immediate repair costs. The governor says the Alameda Street exit and a stretch of Lawrence Street will take a little longer to reopen, and there may be some episodic closures of the 10 as more permanent fixes and supportive repair work is done.
A big fire shut down part of that freeway last week. Officials believe it was arson. Millions will gobble up a ton of travel time this week.
Thanksgiving is just days away, and the travel rush is on. The number of flights is up 13%, according to the FAA, in what could be the busiest holiday travel period in nearly 20 years. The average cost of a domestic airline ticket, $681. That is up 5% from last year.
But CBS's Matt Piper tells us gas prices are down nationwide. They're averaging $3.31 a gallon. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 30 overnight under cloudy skies. East winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy again tomorrow, 45. 32 tomorrow night, chance for mixed precipitation. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 34.
Civic Media. That is brand new. The Vanishing Kids right there. Oh, so good. That was their song, Spill the Dark, Midnight Children before that. You should pick up their new album. It's up on Bandcamp right now. You can also pick it up in person December 2nd at the Burr Oak. They're coming to town playing a show with Ruin Dweller and Poison Widow. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Maxie and Kevy here on Civic Media. Original local hard rock, punk, and metal until midnight tonight. Maxie and Kevy is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. Three locations in Madison, plus you can shop online. IgniteGlassandGifts.com. And the UPS store here in Madison, Northgate Mall on North Sherman Avenue, Exit Square out by Easttown. You can also get all your shipping and packing needs right now at the upsstore.com. On the way tonight, we got new music from Common Threads. They got a show that I'll tell you about. Benjamin Trick has big news. We'll tell you about that. And Blame It on Kane. Right now, let's do some Bad Year. It's Blackout. It's Maxie and Kevy on Civic Media. We are local music.
Watch it! Listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Smell that you've been here before. please someone come save me. gets to me.
Benjamin Trick and Creepy on Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. They just signed a deal with Curtain Call Records back in August. Congratulations to them. Another Madison band is on Curtain Call as well, and that's Up Baden's End, and they have new music out as well. Level Down before that, they're at Megatone Studios recording their new music. That should be out soon. Can't wait to get on the air, get that on the air for you. And Common Threads in that set, too, with their new song, She's Bussin'. They got a show coming up with Midwest Mix-Up. Shout out to Jake. November 25th at the Red Zone here in Madison with Dead and Bloated. Still to come tonight, we got Essential Last Crack, plus lots of great hard rock, punk, and metal from around the state of Wisconsin. Stick around.
Hey, Mrs. K, get off Mr. K and listen to Max Inc. Radio.
Get out of here or I'll kick your ass.
Radio for the people.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Sure, the home seller's market is hot right now, but that means many people are jumping at the first offer. When you sell with the most trusted name in real estate, the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you're guaranteed the hottest offer, making you the most money for your home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, your local realtor, friend, and neighbor, has your best interest in mind and wants you to make the most of this amazing time to sell. Bring a little heat to your home selling experience with Aaron Weber Group and move to Madison.com.
Jimmy K here for the UPS Store. Every small business owner knows the secret to success is to surround yourself with a great team. The UPS Store is part of my great team. Whether if it's printing banners, brochures, business cards, or posters, it's the UPS Store. Plus, the shredding, notary, and mailbox services are the best. The UPS Store, Northgate Mall on North Sherman Avenue and Essex Square on East Town Boulevard in Madison, and online at theupsstore.com.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Won't you always need
Brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Another shot of lipstick on the glossy, let's go. Self-induced with another round of Cuervo. Her body staggers as she moves around the table towards what she sees. Oh,
Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music with Circle Switch out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Drink me until you're naked. You know, of course, they're not around anymore. Danny Rodick of Circle Switch, he's living the life out in Colorado, getting that free marijuana. 94 Distortion in front of that, and Blame It on Kane started the set off with a tuna. Hey, Blame It on Kane, they're coming to Madison to play live in the Lair on January 13th. They'll be live. That's at 9 o'clock Saturday and Sunday, January 13th and the Sunday following. Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. Find more at movetomadison.com. Essential Last Crack, a double dip of Last Crack at 11 o'clock. That's just around the corner. Right now, brand new music from Fall to Rise is Action Potential. It's Max and Kevin on Civic Media. We are local music.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Lockjaw and Annie Love on Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music. Love the Lockjaw. Love his and his stage performance. I want to see him live. I'm going to be at a show at Lockjaw very soon, hopefully. Fall to Rise before that. I'm Jimmy K. We got Essential Last Crack on the way. Next hour, we got new music from All Meridians. We'll do some Mighty Electromag. And we'll throw back with some Damsel Trash as well. But don't forget, if you're in a band, you want to get your music on the air here at Max Inc. Radio, we would love to help you out with that cause. Just go to maxincradio.com, hit the Submit Music link, and all the details will be right there. And if you have a show coming up or some big band news, a new CD dropping, even more the reason to get a hold of us and let us know what's going on. MaxIncRadio.com is the address. We are local music, you know. Got some Grand Fury just around the corner right now. Sum of Souls and their new one, Another Siren Song. It's Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music. We'll be right back.
angel, skin touching. She was the devil and just not tame. Everything here so perfect, up beyond belief. My seasons keep changing. Yeah, she says I'll stay the same. My body's so tragic, and I think I lost my way. Sirens call your name. She crashed home. Narcissistic, so shallow, strung out and left for dead. No pain, no pleasure, nothing left inside your head. My seasons keep changing, yet she says I stay the same. Her body is so tragic, and I think I've lost my way. Sirens come.
Brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. We'll be right back. If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
You can read the reviews. Excellent service, outstanding food, fun environment. But why not enjoy Fajitas Tapas and Bar in Middleton yourself? Fajitas Tapas and Bar is open 4 to 10 Monday through Thursday, 11 to 10 Friday and Saturday, 4 to 9 Sunday, and though new, it's all.
Guess what? You asked for it and you got it. The oldest furnace contest is back. Tri-City Services is giving away a free furnace to the winner of the oldest furnace contest. Whoever has the oldest working furnace in the Wisconsin Rapids area will win a free furnace. Yes, a free furnace. What are the rules, you ask? Well, entrants must own and reside in their home in the Wisconsin Rapids area. The furnace must be functional and the main heat source for your house. Pretty easy. So take a picture of that old dinosaur furnace and enter online at calltricity.com. Contest ends November 30th, so hurry. Enter your dinosaur furnace in the oldest furnace contest at Tri-City Services. Restrictions apply. Enter online at calltricity.com before November 30th.
You're not comfortable until you are.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.